on the bigger scheme of things, it's only a few hours out of my time. It's obviously something I'm happy to do, and likewise, hopefully it'll have the effect where it can make a positive influence on those people who are affected by being homeless as the winter draws in, and you know that people will understand what they're trying to do, but when they're selling the big issue, they know they're trying to pull themselves out of rough times and hopefully have a better future.
Is it a cause that particularly resonates with you, or a charity you've been involved with before?
No, I mean, I'm like everyone else. I've walked past big issue sellers plenty of times when I'm leaving a train station or walking around a city centre. But to actually understand what it is they're doing and why they're doing it, perhaps swaying away from the stereotypical thoughts around it, it's good. I mean, I did hear that in 2010 two big issue sellers were stabbed, so that was obviously quite moving to hear that, and you know, it's obviously, it's nice to raise the awareness that people actually take them seriously, and you know, they can, and hopefully they'll do well off the back of selling the big issue.
So I gather you sort of picked up the phone to them and said, I want to come and do it.
Yeah, pretty much. A few emails, a few phone calls, and then a meeting, and then, you know, when the fixture was moved to the Friday, it allowed Saturday afternoon, which hopefully will be a big Saturday in Wolverhampton City Centre, and it will be quite busy, so hopefully it'll have maximum impact on the community.
You've always been quite a sort of a modest chap, and not sort of one who's, in our experience of talking to you, drawing a great deal of attention to your own achievements, but obviously doing this is bringing you some attention of the right sort. That's the whole point of doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure really how much of a interest there was going to be honest, but despite that, I was willing to do it, and you know, just do my little bit really to make sure that people are aware of the situation and the big issue that is in Wolverhampton.
So you'll be there on Saturday afternoon, looking for people to come up and see you, and not only come and see you, but engage with the cause. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who usually sells the big issue in Wolverhampton is going to be there as well, so they'll probably get a chance to meet him and ask him a few questions to learn a bit more about it. And they'll also obviously get to meet myself, and hopefully I'll be selling a few copies of the big issue and perhaps signing them as well.
Tell us a bit about what you found out about it, because it's important for the people who sell the big issue. The point is that it's a bit of a sort of entrepreneurial spirit for them. They're doing it off their own bat.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, the majority of the people are, you know, either homeless or, you know, really struggling in life, and they basically go to the big issue and they get given 5 copies of the big issue for free. Mm-hmm. And off those 5 copies, they then go back and they might buy 10 copies, and they gradually build it up that way. They buy the issues for $1.25 each after the first 5 are free, and then they sell them for $2.50. So, as you can see, there's not a great profit margin there, and it's the campus where they pick them up is over in Birmingham, so they're obviously up early in the morning to go and collect them and then hit the streets in the cold and the wet.
But it's about being able to do something to sort of lift themselves up, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm a big supporter of that. I think anyone who's willing to work and dedicate themselves to bettering themselves should, you know, when opportunity comes to help them out, it should definitely be done.
You sort of feel your responsibilities quite keenly to the community, don't you? From things that we've talked about before, and obviously you're somebody from the local area, but I feel that you'll feel that sense of responsibility as club captain as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I've always been someone who obviously wants to see the area do well, really, let alone obviously the football club and the people in it. I think it's a proud area, and it's an area where I think people believe that if people are struggling, they can help each other out and make sure that everyone sticks together.